Well, part of the time, half the time.
Because his wife died, or?
His wife was died before he became president.
Oh.
See, Rachel was died just before he was inaugurated president. And so his niece-in-law was this hostess, and then his adopted son's wife was hostess part of the time, too.
So Jackson never remarried?
No.
Okay. Well, where is that?
It's 12 miles out on the Lebanon Pike, Highway 40. That's the way I go, it's Highway 40. And that's what you would do. You could go from Murfreesboro Pike.
Mm-hmm.
You go over, you'll find that job. Oh, one of those motor courts. Alamo Court.
Oh, I've seen that. Yeah.
Well, there's a road that goes by that to the left. That takes you over to the Lebanon Pike, and then you can go right straight out to the Lebanon Pike. Turn left at Alamo Court and go through there onto Highway, I don't know what highway. It's Murfreesboro Pike. No, Lebanon Pike. You're on the Murfreesboro Pike.
Right.
You go over to the Lebanon and turn right and go straight out, and you come right to it. And you turn off to the left there after you, but you see the signs that tell you where to turn.
Great. Thanks.
But you really, that's really well worthwhile seeing.
Oh, I'm sure it is. Okay. On the desk, you want anything? Is that your
door? No, I don't think so.
What kind of music do you like?
Not any.
At all? Not any at all?
Not any at all. Now you've got it.
I have never gotten that answer before. Not even historical music, huh?
No, they don't. We always having music down here, having people come over from Peabody College to entertain us, you know. They come and try it out on us first before
a
performance, you see. And I never go there. No, I have no ear for music whatsoever. I have no rhythm. And it doesn't mean anything to me. I'm not proud of it, but it just doesn't.
Yeah. But well, do you just have it on then as background when you do? Or you don't even turn on the radio?
Oh, I don't turn on the radio at all, okay. And I never listen to musical things on TV or anything. So.
Okay, that's a good honest answer. I like that. Okay, then we'll go from that. Farms.
Farms. Well, I don't know much about farms.
Well, that's what we want to find out. We want to find out how much people who live within cities know about farms.
Well, I know very little. I have cousins who have a farm, large farm at George Franklin, and I go out there and visit them, but I know very little about farms.
Okay, well, we'll see. What do you call a big building on a farm where the grain is stored and stored?
The barn.
Barn? Yes. See, you know something. How about the name of the building where corn is stored?
A corn crib.
Okay. How about where a particular part of a building where the grain is stored?
Granary?
Yeah. What, when you say that word, what does that bring to mind? What does one of those look like?
I wouldn't. Sort of a thing like this. It's so
kind of
the
V-shaped.
V-shaped. I don't know what that's right now.
I don't either. I don't know. All right. What do you call the upper part of the barn where the chickens?
Loft.
Okay. If you gathered.
I used to play in barns when I was
a
child. I had friends who rented country places every summer and went out and sort of camped, you know. And,
but they just rented them?
They'd rent them and go out and, as I say, would sort of camp in them. Oh. And I'd go out and visit them, but that's the extent of my farm.
So there was no work done?
Oh, no work done, just play. Slide down the haystacks and that sort of thing, you know.
That was my next question. What do you call the things you play?